Andy, and fingers crossed, maybe his mum as well, is on the line right now. Good morning, Andy Murray.
Oh, hello, Christian. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Mum's bought me a carton of Umbungo from Londis as a treat, and I think I like it. I'm so excited. I know. I want you. I want you. All I do know is I've woken up this morning with a massive semi, and, you know, it's in my hands, no one else's. Just thinking a Subaru can do that. But what a wonderful Wimbledon is. The way I tell them. It's so great. The All England Tennis Club is really reaching out to the grassroots of corporate business entertainment. You know, vital work they're doing. My last match on centre court, some businessmen and their clients even came out of the champagne tent for a full 2 minutes to watch me. Electrifying support, you know. I've been raising a lot of eyebrows with my interviews. I left Sue Barker open mouthed. She couldn't stop yawning. And, by God, it's so boring in this hotel. That's the thing, you know. I've been in the room here for hours watching the Ashes. I just really hope the lads can win this. We just need England to slip up, you know. It's so depressing in this hotel and nothing to do. I've been up 1 minute, down the next, up, down, till the man on reception told me off for playing in the list. My mum, Judy, you know my mum, you know what she's like. She and I have been in the room playing top trumps. She trumps and I try to top it. I watched the Wimbledon highlights last night. I mean, I thought we had a wasp in the room. All I could hear was a dull buzzing. Turns out it was just Tim Henman's commentary. In fact, Tim interviewed me on the BBC the other day. The drone was so monotonous, it sounded like someone had just switched on the Hadron Collider under the SW19. I'm here all week, try the veal. I mean, all the outrageous stories from all the big tennis personalities that make the sport what it is. As Djokovic left a wet towel in the changing room, mad. Roger Federer was spotted buying a Radio Times and a curly whirly from the newsagent. We are a crazy, crazy bunch. Mum's trying her best to use psychological techniques to get me to win. She says if I get into the final, she'll let me come downstairs in my Jimmy Jams and watch Police Academy 5, Miami assignment. But you know, it's so thrilling. All the celebrities are watching. Michael McIntyre is he's in today to see the semi-final. I'm hoping Michael's going to ask me to tour with him as a support act. I've been working on some material. Do you want to hear any jokes?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah.
All right, here goes. Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah, well, it's just work in progress at the moment. Really. My dog's got no nose.
How's he smell?
Well, it stinks if the hotel don't like you to wash him in the bath. Really. That's the way I tell him. Do you want to speak to my mum?
Oh, we'd love to. Is Judy Murray there?
Yeah, let's see. Mum, I want to speak to you. Will you come?
All right, do you guys? Andy Murray. Oh, Andy Murray. Oh, Andy Murray, honey, you better than you get it, right? Waiting. I'm that nervous, I can't watch today. I'm going to the park, take my mind off it. Have a wee swally on the bench. Square up to the notice board if it's looking at me funny. But I have got, listen, I've got a question. I've got a wee question for you.
What's that?
Do you think you're better than me, pal? Do you think you're better than me, pal? One on one outside, pal. Do you want to deal with me, pal? No,
Judy, Enjoy the game today, okay?
Shut your face.